This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
Street musicians in New Orleans' French Quarter greeted the French president with a rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In. When asked by a reporter if he liked New Orleans, he replied, "I love it. This is a wonderful place and the warmth of the people." The visit is the first by a French president to Louisiana since 1976. Alongside celebrating France's cultural ties with the state, he discussed climate change impacts with Governor John Bel Edwards and also met with energy company representatives. Speaking to an audience at the Louisiana Museum of Art, the president also spoke of his plans to expand programming to support French language education in the U.S. He signed off by saying, "Long live France and long live Louisiana, and let the good times roll." I'm Karen Chamas.
AP's Karen Chamas reporting on French President Emmanuel Macron visiting the U.S. state of Louisiana after a state visit to Washington, D.C. earlier in the week. Russia is rejecting a price cap of $60 a barrel on Russian oil imposed by the Group of Seven and its allies. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Russia's TASS news agency Saturday that Russia would not accept the price ceiling and may stop selling oil to countries who endorse the cap. Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, the United States, and the European Union agreed Friday to set the price for Russian oil at $60 a barrel. That limit will take effect on Monday. It's meant to reduce Russia's oil earnings that support its military and the invasion of Ukraine. Officials say the U.S.-owned Hess Corporation, a consortium partner in Guyana's offshore oil sector, has agreed to buy $750 million worth of carbon credits from Guyana in the next decade to try to keep Amazonian rainforest in the country intact. This is VOA News. 3 days of national mourning began in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday after the alleged massacre of civilians in the country's east, with the government now giving a death toll of more than 100. On Thursday, the government accused the M23 militia, with whom it is locked in a months-long conflict, of slaughtering 50 people at Kishisha, a village around 70 kilometers north of the city of Goma. The M23 hit back, saying the allegations were baseless and denying that it targeted civilians. A controversial case on whether a Colorado website designer must do work for same-sex couples is going before the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Groups on both sides of the issue are already expressing their views. If 63-year-old Lori Smith is allowed not to serve gay couples, liberal groups warn black people, Muslims, Jews, and migrants could also be subject to discrimination. But conservative groups argue if the high court forces Smith to design wedding websites for same-sex couples against her religious beliefs, other artists like photographers, writers, and musicians could be forced to do work that violates their faith. This Colorado case going before the conservative majority high court is the second in 5 years. Colorado baker Jack Phillips won a limited decision when he refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
NATO member and Russia's neighbor Estonia is boosting its defense capabilities by acquiring an advanced U.S. rocket artillery system. Estonian defense officials said Saturday the deal with the United States, worth more than $200 million, is the Baltic country's largest arms procurement project ever. Chinese authorities have announced a further easing of COVID-19 curves, with major cities such as Shenzhen and Beijing no longer requiring negative tests to take public transport. The relaxation of testing requirements comes even as daily virus infections reach near record highs and follows weekend protests across the country by residents frustrated by the rigid enforcement of antivirus restrictions. Tunisia's powerful labor union attacked the president's political and economic agenda on Saturday, including elections this month, saying it will no longer accept what it called a threat to democracy in its clearest challenge to him yet. The union says it has more than a million members. It's proven its ability to paralyze the economy with strikes, and it has at times backed President Kais Saied after he seized most powers last year. On other occasions, however, it has opposed him. You can find more on all of the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Marissa Milton, VOA.